Seculo, more prison transfers considered for Guantanamo Bay and a troubling terrorist development in Belgium.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Police in Berlin conducting a series of raids, arresting two men on suspicion of recruiting for ISIS. This after arresting another suspect about 120 miles away for allegedly traveling to Syria to fight for the terror group. Over in France, police arresting at least 12 people in raids on three towns near Paris. And we're getting reports that a train station was also evacuated in the city due to a bomb threat. This follows yesterday's major operation in Belgium that broke during our show. Two suspected terrorists are dead, 13 more under arrest after several raids across the country foiled a plot to murder police officers.
Just your reaction to the news from Belgium.
Sure. This is inevitable and I think welcome news that they're going after the network. Apparently this cell, this raid, is being conducted based on information that came out of the Paris attack, and this may well be what we call an enabler. The arms dealer, the middleman who actually helped provide arms to the terrorist attackers. How complex are networks? Well, they're as complicated as we allow them to get.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
How could the president release five Gitmo detainees originally from Yemen?
Literally a week after terrorists with ties to Yemen, at least one of them trained by Al-Qaeda in Yemen, killed at least a dozen people in Paris.
Because there was a unanimous recommendation from his national security team that steps could be put in place to ensure that when these individuals are transferred, that we can significantly mitigate any threat that they have to the U.S. or our interests around the world.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We are taking your calls as dozens are arrested across France, Germany, and Belgium in terror raids. There's going to be a joint statement issued, could be momentarily, by David Cameron, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, as well as President Obama. This is a very serious and unfolding situation. Two dozen or more have been arrested in this sweep of terror groups in Belgium, France, and Germany. At the same time, the president is talking about more releases from Guantanamo Bay, sending him to Yemen, which is where this is resulting from. A lot of the training of these terrorist groups are coming out of Yemen. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. I think this is a very foolish policy the president's engaging in. I think we've got a very serious situation unfolding in Europe right now on the terror front, and I think we're sending the wrong signals by releasing people from Guantanamo Bay, Gitmo, to go to Yemen and other countries and just basically go right back into the fight. I want to know your comments on this at 800-684-3110, a very somber time for the world here. I really believe that. 800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us. Jordan, what's the latest?
Well, you know, we've got this situation now developing in both in Europe, where it's not just in Belgium, but you've also got terror sweeps going on in Germany and, of course, continuing to go on in France. The Secretary of State Kerry's back there again today, brought James Taylor with him, trying to change the situation between the U.S. and, because we were not there at that rally, went to the two locations in Paris. But, you know, we're dealing with a situation where, on the one hand, the rest of the world is taking tough actions. I mean, who would have thought exactly? You don't think Belgium and terror raids together.
Yep.
It's not something people spend a lot of time considering. It's not like France, and these are not cities like Paris. But at the same time, you have to remember the European Union, those kind of bases of headquarters in Belgium. You could see why they've got to take it very seriously. We're not just talking about what happens in these countries, but these are truly international places where world leaders gather.
Yeah, this is a, folks, I want to underscore this, underscore Jordan said, this is a very serious global threat right now that we're witnessing right this moment. This is as serious as it's been in a long time. It's always been serious, but I think we're at a whole nother level right now. Again, it's Belgium, France, and Germany. That's what we know of. We're going to get more information to you as it develops. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. President's going to unload more Gitmo detainees over to Yemen, of all places. And at the same time, we're opening up our borders with no real enforcement now. We got to fight back on this, folks. We've got a petition up at ACLJ.org. We need you to sign it. There's lessons to be learned in all of this, and one of it is secure our borders. And don't let the president just do whatever he wants on these things without congressional authority. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Call now to sign the petition, 877-989-2255.
It's an impressive win. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed critical legislation holding President Obama accountable for his unconstitutional overreach in bypassing Congress and taking action alone on immigration reform. We asked and you responded, demanding passage of a measure to block funding for the president's unlawful plan. With a victory in the House, the fight now turns to the Senate, where it will be more difficult to derail the president's illegal action. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in defending the Constitution. Add your name now to our petition demanding that the Senate put a stop to the funding, no tax dollars, for an unconstitutional immigration plan. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Everyone. By the way, our book, Rise of ISIS, The Threat You Can't Ignore, is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. You need to get educated on this, folks. A lot of you have. It was the number one New York Times bestseller. But again, if you haven't got the book yet, let me encourage you to get it. ACLJ, I will tell you this. We and our offices around the globe are involved in this. We were way ahead of the curve where people were not really talking about ISIS, and we were doing the research at the University of Oxford, and we did that at a program at Exeter College, and we put it into a book that you helped make it number one on the New York Times bestsellers list. But if you haven't gotten it, there's ebooks available as well as paperback. We've even got internally, some of you received a hardback copy from us, and those are available. ACLJ is front and center on these things. Let me encourage you to go to our website, support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org, as well as you could call in a pledge. Support the work. I mean, I'm not afraid to say that for a moment, folks. Look what we're doing around the globe. You're helping us do that. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. There's a lot of lessons to be learned in all of this. We're going to get your comments. Let me go to Than Bennett for a moment here, and that is reaction in Washington. We've got the situation with Iran coming up, and I want to talk to Jordan about Iran and the Pastor Saeed matter because that's come up. So let me kind of set the stage first with what's being discussed in Congress, Than, and then I want to go to Jordan with the specifics on this latest statement from the Department, State Department.
Yeah, I think the main concern this week is specifically about the Guantanamo Bay detainees being released, Jay. I mean, you look at the numbers of detainees who are released, and very conservatively, 30% of them end up immediately back on the battlefield. We're talking about people that actually pick up weapons again and actively engage the fight. And I think, you know, an overwhelming percentage of the others support the fight immediately in other ways. So that's the real concern. And you take, you know, what Jordan said in the opening segment of the broadcast, this terrorism threat, it is everywhere. It is coming here. It's a very real threat. And what are we doing? We are putting the people who have already perpetrated terrorism back on the battlefield. That's where members of Congress are very concerned right now.
Well, I think this is exactly the situation we find ourselves in. And Jordan, there was a discussion yesterday with Pastor Saeed. I think it's important that this is coming up with the State Department, with the conversation. Tell us exactly what this means and exactly what's happened here.
Sure. Well, the State Department, we could play their soundbite as well, but Secretary Kerry met with the Iranian foreign minister, his counterpart from Iran, before the nuclear talks began in Europe about between the P5+1. So this was just the United States and Iran. That was unique. But the White House continues, the State Department continues to try and separate these two issues, which we believe is very difficult to do, like it or not, because in on one hand, it's a diplomatic strategy that they are not trying to make these Americans pawns of a nuclear agreement, which could go sour and which has really just continued to be extended. At the same time, when we extend this nuclear agreement, we're extending a lot of economic relief. I mean, we're talking about $700 million a month just from the United States to Iran that would not be going to Iran but for those nuclear talks being extended. Take a listen. Here's the State Department spokesperson by 14.
During the meetings yesterday, Secretary Kerry raised U.S. citizen Jason Rezaian's case. The secretary reiterated our call for his immediate release, as well as for the immediate release of detained U.S. citizens Saeed Abedini and Amir Hekmati, and of course for the Iranian government to work cooperatively with us in locating Robert Levinson, as we always do. This is a discussion we have with them very frequently. I don't have many more details than that. Of course, we continue to monitor the situation closely.
So, Jordan, what is this a step forward?
Well, I think it's a step forward for Secretary Kerry to take, you know, to go into these meetings to figure out to do it again on its own and not just have deputies handling these discussions. But what we've seen consistently, and I just did an interview with Fox News that'll be up later today about this, is that what we've seen is that Iran never really respond. So even Secretary Kerry, after doing this meeting, basically they issue a statement that it wasn't resolved. And we've heard that from time and time and again, that Iran may be listening, but ultimately they're not buying into that this is enough of a priority where they need to take action quickly. And is that because the U.S. is going to too great of a length to keep these conversations separate? Ultimately, there would not be Secretary of State from the United States meeting with the Iranian foreign minister on anything if there wasn't the nuclear talks.
Yeah.
So, Dad, even their premise that you could somehow separate these issues, the U.S. and Iran have never had this relationship, not since 1979. So to even try and separate the issues, they're only meeting and they're only face-to-face because of nuclear talks.
All right, we'll keep everybody posted as facts warrant and as the facts develop on the ground. Let's take some calls. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take a phone call, Jordan.
Sure, right to the phones we go. We'll go to Chris in California on line 5. Chris, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. I just want to say that I just really feel like what's happening just in the last week in Europe is not only a huge wake-up call to the U.S., but, I mean, it just points to the amazing coincidence that we as a nation are opening up our borders and we're simultaneously looking at releasing terrorists out of our prison. It's just unbelievable to me.
Well, I think you're right, and I think we're fooling ourselves if we don't we don't think this could happen right here in the United States. I mean, it has in some context. Certainly, it's happened in North America. It happened in Boston. I mean, this is the kind of maneuvers these terrorist groups are using now, and the reality is this is the playbook of ISIS. Even if it's al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, it is still an ISIS type of play. It's much more militaristic in approach than al-Qaeda has done in the past. Having said that, we have to be very prepared. And the idea that we're opening up our borders and that the president's doing this on his own initiative with no congressional authorization for this is outrageous to me. That's why it was argued in federal court yesterday. That's why we are dealing with this in Congress right now, and one in the House where we got the legislation through to not allow that funding to go forward. It now goes to the Senate, and that's where we need your help, folks. We got to fight back on this. We want to fight back on this. But to do it, we need your help. Go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to this petition to not allow your money to go to this open, not only open borders, basically amnesty. And this is not the way you do immigration reform, folks. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition. I urge you to do it. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And also, when you're at ACLJ.org, go ahead and make an online contribution. Support the work of the ACLJ. We are taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Let's try to get another one in here before the break. By the way, coming up, Senator James Lankford's going to be with us. He's just been named the chairman of the Congressional Prayer Caucus on the Senate side, which is encouraging. He's also going to talk about what's happening with ISIS and Boko Haram. Boko Haram, Jordan, barely getting a mention as they slaughtered 2,000 people this past weekend.
Right, and you have to keep reminding people, Boko Haram, another Islamic terrorist organization, and they are killing non-Muslims. They are killing those who will not join in their so stand in the way. And there's, you know, even the debate now, the Nigerian government, whether it's doing enough. This is a government that has resources because of oil to prepare its fighters to take this fight head on, or have they begun to really give over land? Similar to what ISIS has done in northern Nigeria, where it's become too difficult whether they're willing to even face that fight. And, I mean, literally, villages are being wiped out.
All right, let's try to grab a call here before the break.
Yeah, Max in Idaho on line 3. Max, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Max.
Yeah, hey, I've got a question concerning Guantanamo.
Yes, sir.
So are we going to – what do you think we're going to do with these guys that they just arrested? Not us, but them. And what's that going to say? Are we going to send them to trial, or are we just going to put them in an unknown location like we did with Guantanamo until the world finds out about it?
Well, you're talking about the ones that just in the Belgium, France, and Germany. That will be taking place within their system. I'm sure there's U.S. cooperation, but these are not U.S. prosecutions. These are not detainees of the United States. It's my understanding that the regular terrorism forces of and anti-terrorism forces of these countries will do this. But the fact that you had coordinated raids in three different countries in Europe, and there was about to be a major activity here, we knew there was going to be an attack in Washington that was just thwarted. So all these are happening kind of simultaneously. But then there's coordination between the United States and Europe on this, and our offices are certainly working on it in a coordinated way.
Well, there certainly is, and I think all the indications that Capitol Hill is getting is that the Guantanamo Bay strategy here is basically to empty it out to an extent where it no longer makes sense to keep it open, so sort of close it by default. So I think that's where the United States senators are engaging. Senator James Lankford will probably have a comment on that in the next segment of the broadcast, but I think he's closing Gitmo by default, Jay, just emptying it out till it no longer makes sense to keep it open.
I think it's with the latest round of terror, I think that's a huge mistake. All right, folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We have a petition up right now I want to encourage you to sign. That is a petition on the president's overreach on immigration. Here's what has happened, and I think this is really important for everybody to understand. We've got a situation up right now where, without any question, the president, in our view, has made an overreach. We're in court on that. We are also over 50,000 signatures. I want 100,000 as this goes to the United States Senate. So we need you to sign on to this petition backing our up to stop President Obama's illegal action on immigration, especially with all this terrorism issue going on, folks. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We want you to take action now. Sign that petition now. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org. You can make your online contribution. Don't forget our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, available in bookstores everywhere, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. Get the book. Stay engaged. Stay informed. Follow us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Follow Jordan on Twitter. Back with more in a moment.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. It's an impressive win. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed critical legislation holding President Obama accountable for his unconstitutional overreach in bypassing Congress and taking action alone on immigration reform. We asked and you responded, demanding passage of a measure to block funding for the president's unlawful plan. With a victory in the House, the fight now turns to the Senate. where it will be more difficult to derail the president's illegal action. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in defending the Constitution. Add your name now to our petition demanding that the Senate put a stop to the funding, no tax dollars, for an unconstitutional immigration plan. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Yes, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. We're going to be joined by Senator James Lankford in just a moment. He is now, of course, a member of the United States Senate, which we're absolutely thrilled with. We got the senator on the phone, is what our staff's telling me. Senator, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you so much. Glad to be able to be in the conversation with you.
Glad to be calling you, Senator, too. Congratulations to you and to your family and to the good people of Oklahoma, and really to all, congratulations to all of us. We know that your leadership and fight for all of us will be significant now in the United States Senate.
Well, I appreciate that. We've all got a lot to get done.
We do.
Really, Senate, good group that came in. It's nice to be able to turn the Senate.
Yes, sir. Senator, let me ask you this. We got National Religious Freedom Day coming up. We've got calls on for religious freedom around the globe, and we've got these targeted terrorist attacks in Middle East focusing on Christians primarily. We've got the horrible situation that exists right now in France. We've got the roundup in France, Belgium, and Germany. I mean, we're seeing a explosion on religious fanaticism on the Islamic front in ways that I believe has been there all along. It's just more pronounced now. What's your sense of what we're seeing happening right now?
Well, we are seeing a real movement of Islamic extremism and terrorism and just open attack in multiple fronts. I'd like to say it's a small select group that's over in the corner that is identifiable and we can deal with on a small scale. It's not. It's global. It's millions. It's not every Muslim by any means. It's not even the majority of Muslims that are in this, but it is millions within the Muslim community that have taken into this extremist perspective that everyone's wrong but them, and those that are wrong deserve death. Open Doors just came out with just a week ago with their study that they do every single year about Christians and the attack
right
on Christians worldwide, and said it's the worst that has been in modern history.
You know, you've got a piece up on FoxNews.com right now, an opinion piece, said Religious Freedom Day 2015, What Our Founders Understood About Freedom of Faith. It's a great read and a great piece, but the world is viewing religious freedom now, and I think in a very different way, because you've got Western civilization that in most capacities supports at least versions of religious freedom. We have the best religious freedom, I think, in the world. But then you've got this fanaticism, as you just discussed, Senator, and at the same time, you've got the president not willing to call these acts of terror Islamic terrorism. And I think when we talk about religious freedom, we have to understand that these groups like Boko Haram, like ISIS, like Al-Qaeda, kill Christians because they will not convert to Islam. But the president will not even call it jihadism or radical Islam. He just won't say it. And I think that sends a very dangerous signal.
I do as well. There are two very dangerous precedents that are being set for religious freedom. One is not calling it what it really is. When it is a religion trying to kill another person because of their faith, or in many areas saying you have an opportunity to convert, be imprisoned, or pay an extremely high tax, which they can't pay because of their poverty, and so they're stuck at that point. Or you have individuals, whether within the United States, and you hear from our own government at times saying you have the freedom to worship, but not the freedom to faith. In other words, you have the freedom to keep your worship inside of your church building, but if you take it outside of your church building, that bothers other people. Now we're limiting speech and we're limiting worship and freedom of religion. That's a very dangerous precedent as well for the future.
Jordan, I know you have a question for the senator.
Yes, Senator, again, congratulations on your election. It's great to have you in the United States Senate. When we look at all of these issues, and today being this Religious Freedom Day here in the United States, when we acknowledge that, we also look to the battles ahead. And if you just talk to people, as no Republicans have just gotten together for the annual retreat, about some of the issues, the most current issues that are really going to be facing the United States Senate. We know on the immigration issue that will be a real battle in the U.S. Senate. And to understand that, though there may be now a majority and you're part of that, there's still a lot of work to be done.
There's still a lot of work to be done. Obviously, there's a tremendous number of budget battles that have to be fought There are a lot of freedom issues that need to be pushed back. That's every generation's responsibility. The immigration issue is unfortunately not just an immigration issue. It is now an executive action issue, whether it's an executive action, executive memorandum, executive orders, whatever they want to call it, at whatever particular day. Those issues are a push of executive authority over the other two branches, and that was not considered by the founding fathers in the Constitution. There are three co-equal branches, and when one branch rises up and says the other branch is either too slow, which is the president's statement, you know, the Senate hasn't done anything and the House hasn't done anything in 2 years, so I've waited, and so I'm going to press on. That's not a constitutional thing. Or it's just a statement of, I don't like what the legislative branch is doing, so I'm going to act on my own. That is also not considered by the Constitution. And those are things that we've got to push back on. Those are historical things that if we don't deal with it now, the next president of whatever party will continue to build on that basis and continue to press executive action even farther.
You know, it's interesting, and I want to point this out, Senator. Of course, you're on our brief that we filed on your behalf and a number of your colleagues that was argued in the U.S. District Court there in Texas. Yes, sir, expect a decision before the end of the month on the president's overreach. We appreciate you signing on to that brief. But I look at the situation we're having with the radicalism and the terrorism activities in Europe, and I look at the situation with Guantanamo Bay and the president talking about closing Gitmo, and then I look at the situation with the overreach on executive, as you said, the executive action overreach on the immigration issue, and I see a nexus that could be very dangerous, and that is we are signaling to the world how porous our borders are at a time when the world terrorists are trying to gain entry into the United States. And I look at that in a scenario, and it does not paint a pretty picture.
Right. It absolutely does not. And this is a national security issue that your listeners know well and other people know extremely well. That this is not just individuals trying to cross our border to be able to work, but that is the vast majority. It's also those who mean to do us harm. If they can come through those same networks, the same movement, pay off the same coyotes to be able to move into those trails and routes that are not being monitored, and we're not tracking those individuals here within the United States and not assuring that those who are within the United States are legal to be here, that poses an additional risk. We already have risk from radicalized individuals here within the United States. The folks in Cincinnati can tell you, as they pick up someone who says he's ISIS-inspired and he's coming to attack the Capitol this week, and they picked him up there. So we already have that opportunity among American citizens here that have that. It's greatly increased from people moving from the outside in.
Senator, we appreciate you taking time and being with us. Appreciate your leadership. Congratulations on your election to the Senate. We look forward to continuing our working relationship with you. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you. We have a tremendous amount of work to do together on this.
Thank you. Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma, a good friend, and delighted that he's been able to spend time with us today, especially as these news items are breaking. We are awaiting a joint conference, press conference from President Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron. We will be covering that in the next segment. Remember, if you don't get the full hour of the broadcast, we do, of course, carry it live on SiriusXM, a number of stations. Just go over to aclj.org. We're streaming it there. We will take your call, so hang on the line when you come back. We will get to your phone calls as well. This is an important day, folks. We need you. We heard what the senator said. We need people on this brief, on this legislation, rather. We've crossed 50,000 signatures. I want to get it to 100,000 so that the president gets checkmated at the United States Senate on this. And that's where I need your help. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. It's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We want you to sign on to that petition. Stand with us as we stand for you, your children and your grandchildren. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign that petition. Don't forget our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, published by Simon Schuster Howard Books. It's a book that we've done here that I've written along with Jordan, Skip Ash, and David French, people you hear on this broadcast often. You want to be getting a copy of this book. It's available in bookstores everywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Get the book. It's also available in Walmart. Get educated here, folks. Follow Jordan on Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSeculo, and like our Facebook pages as well, Jay Sekulo page, ACLJ, and even the Jay Sekulo Band. Back with more in just a moment.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in defending the Constitution. Add your name now to our petition demanding that the Senate put a stop to the funding, no tax dollars, for an unconstitutional immigration plan. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
the band here at Jay Sekulow Live. We've got a band Facebook page. Let me encourage you to like that page. We release songs that sometimes we don't release on the other pages and information there. You want to do that, Jay Sekulow Band on Facebook. It's that easy to do, and we encourage you to do that. Also, you should be liking all of our Facebook pages as well as following us on Twitter to get our updates as well, and you can get our email updates at aclj.org. We are taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. We are waiting for a joint statement between David Cameron, Prime Minister of Great Britain, as well as President Obama on the terrorism sweep. Let's take a perspective here. Let's grab a phone call. We are taking your calls at 800-684-3110. We want to hear from you on this. Jordan, let's take a call here.
Robert's calling from Texas. Also talking about this kind of the emptying out of Guantanamo Bay that's happening as we speak. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Robert. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you? It's
good.
A privilege and honor to be on your radio show.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for participating.
My question is, why are they letting them go back to Yemen, and what is the reason that they're releasing them?
Well, I mean, I'm going to give you my thoughts, and I want Jordan Thin. I think this is the president's narrative. He said he was going to close Gitmo before he had his first, you know, briefing on what's going on, and clearing it out in the middle of all of this, to me, it's just it's dangerous. But the president has a narrative that he wants to follow, and that narrative is basically, I don't want to have Gitmo open. We think it sends a bad signal to the Muslim world. I think that's what it comes down to, Jordan Thin. I think that's how he views it.
Yeah, that's right. And he's been he's wanted to make good on his pledge to close it. And so now he's doing everything he can before the new Congress may enact pieces of legislation that make that more difficult. So he's literally emptying it out as we speak.
Yeah, the Congress doesn't want to close it down by and large, Jordan. I mean, I think, Jay, you put this right. He set his narrative when he ran for president that he was going to close this. He came into office and he started getting briefing, and he realized that it was not possible to shut it down immediately. So the only thing he did, he didn't change his conclusion, Jay. He just changed his tactic. I'm going to slowly empty it out, even if it means releasing very dangerous individuals. I'm going to slowly empty it out, and it will close by default. I think the number we're down to, I think there are 122 detainees left in Guantanamo Bay. It doesn't have to go that much further before there's going to be no justification for keeping it open. So he just changed his tactic, not his conclusion.
Well, I think the reality is, and that was a good question, is that I think it's very dangerous for the United States. And I think we've got to be very clear here. When we talk about, Jordan, what Congress can do on the Gitmo issue, they're going to be faced with a number of issues. What do you do on the Gitmo situation?
Well, I think, listen, on the legislative side, you can put more restrictions on who and where they can be transferred. So in the past, the reason that Yemen and the majority of who is left in Guantanamo Bay are the Yemenis, and there was a ban on transferring them back directly, and only a few countries that would accept these guys. I mean, these are people who have been tied to terrorism, and so you can look at reinstating bans like that. Ultimately, Congress has got to move very quickly because President Obama, it's literally, as it's being reported, they are emptying this out.
Listen to what Senator Lindsey Graham had to say about this.
The President of the United States has concluded that the war on terror has reached a point that we can safely release people from Gitmo. The best I can say about him is he's unfocused. That's delusional thinking. The war on terror has reached a lethal phase, and it is insane to be letting these people out of Gitmo to go back to the fight.
I think Senator Lindsey Graham is absolutely 100% correct. If there was ever the wrong time to release Gitmo detainees, it is right now. It is just, we're just, you know, a week or so after the situation in France, we've got this major sweep going on in Europe. Folks, our offices, we got offices. I want everybody to understand this. The ACLJ has offices in Strasbourg, France, in Jerusalem. We work in Geneva. We've got offices in Russia. We have offices in Africa. We're engaged around the globe. You help us do that, by the way, when you support our work, and I encourage you to do that at aclj.org. Make an online tax-deductible contribution, aclj.org, or you can call in a pledge, too, at 1-877-989-2255. Sign this petition, folks, aclj.org, or 1-877-989-2255. Have your voice heard on the actions of the president here. aclj.org or 877-989-2255. I'll take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110.
It's an impressive win. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed critical legislation holding President Obama accountable for his unconstitutional overreach in bypassing Congress and taking action alone on immigration reform.
We asked and you responded, demanding passage of a measure to block funding for the president's unlawful plan. With a victory in the House, the fight now turns to the Senate, where it will be more difficult to derail the president's illegal action. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in defending the Constitution. Add your name now to our petition demanding that the Senate put a stop to the funding, no tax dollars, for an unconstitutional immigration plan. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
By the way, that song, Joe Walsh classic James Gang song, we're going to get that up on our, probably my Facebook page sometime next week. So we will have that up for you. It'll be on the band page as well. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're also getting ready for the press conference to start, so we'll be monitoring that as well. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign that petition. If you want to talk to us on air, that's easy as well. 1-800-684-3110. So we are taking your calls. It appears right now that President Obama and David Cameron have both entered the East Room of the White House. Let's go to this for a moment here and see what the initial comments are.
Good afternoon, everybody. This month marks a notable anniversary, 200 years since the Battle of New Orleans. Here in America, we call the great victory over a mighty United Kingdom.
We'll get back to that in a moment. We don't need the history lesson about the wars going on in the early 1800s right now when there's a war going on around the globe. So hopefully the president will get to real comments on that. I don't know. I'm sure this was some kind of setup for something. I'm not quite sure what, but why will I not be shocked? But hopefully there'll be some substance on the terrorism mission. We'll get to that in a moment. We are taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take a call here.
Sure. Let's go to Diana in Utah on line 5. Diana, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, good morning. I'm very new to politics and very new to all this stuff, so excuse me if I sound really ignorant.
No, please. Glad you called.
A lot of smart people calling your office, but it appears to me as a simple person that our commander-in-chief isn't on our side. He's on the side of the Islamic extreme terrorists.
Well, I here's how I would phrase it, Diana, politically and legally, and I'll let Jordan Than comment. He's got a worldview that is distinctive, and that distinctive worldview is that he thought he was going to be able to, you know, change the relationship between Islam or radical Islam and the rest of the world, including the United States. And frankly, that has failed. And that is put, so he's backed in the Middle East, for instance, just about every wrong side of every government, backing the Muslim Brotherhood rather than those that were really fighting for liberty and freedom. So this is just kind of part and parcel of what we've seen. But if you're new to politics, I could see how you're looking out and looking in. It looks that way, Jordan, and it would to anybody at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, again, I don't think for anybody to realize, to question what the president's doing here in light of the reality of what's happening. This is not a quiet time in the world where the president is dealing with, you know, I feel like he keeps operating as the 1990s president, thinking that he's like Bill Clinton and that, you know, he could focus on community college initiatives. And that's what he was doing during the Paris attacks. There, that's unraveling, not canceling that, and continuing on with trying to focus on domestic issues and you know, handling Cuban policy. When at the same time, we are dealing with, and Europe is dealing with, our allies in Europe, what has basically been described as the turning on of a switch, that the terror cells from ISIS, the ones that we've continued to talk about, the potential of, have been turned on, and that this is now a new threat the whole world is facing, that someone turned the switch on at the Islamic State that was coordinating these terror cells and said to start your attacks.
Which is, Than, exactly what's happening here.
Yeah, and I think regardless of how you view the motive, Jay, I mean, I think there are people all across the spectrum on that, but no matter what the motive, his actions have consequences, and it's really very simple in this case. By closing the eyes to the simple facts on the ground, I mean, these perpetrators are screaming Allah Akbar while they murder people. You don't have to guess. By closing your eyes to that set of facts, he has made the American people less safe because of the narrative he has chosen. We have a very real threat here, and because he refuses to identify it, it is much, much harder to defeat it. So you don't even have to get to the motive question if you don't want to. I mean, the actions have direct consequences in and of themselves.
There's no doubt about that. And I think this is, but looking out, looking in, this is how it looks. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Your reaction to the president's inaction and his actions on the border and what that means for national security, all of this. Is the president discussing yet? Has anyone talked about it? Right now he's talking about cybersecurity, which is a serious threat. So we'll see what happens if the president gets onto the terrorism issue. Let's go ahead and take another phone call.
Yeah, back to the phones. We'll go to Clay in Kentucky on line two. Clay, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
I've got one question. A few weeks back, some lady had called in and had asked, why can't the president be impeached? And you said it wasn't impeachable.
Correct.
Offense. But if it's against the Constitution of the United States,
yeah,
and if it's against the law,
well, but Clay, a court has to make the determination that the president's actions were in fact unconstitutional. We've made the allegation in the lawsuit that was filed by the states that we joined. We're representing members of the House and Senate, including the head of the Judiciary Committee, chairman of the Judiciary Committee. We've made the allegation that the president's actions in creating that executive action on immigration was not constitutional. That's the allegation we made. Now, a court will determine whether, in fact, that is constitutional or not. If they were to say it is not constitutional, the president overstepped, then the president would be obligated to not enforce his executive action. If he were to disregard that, well, that would raise a whole different story. But a court has to make that determination first, and frankly, that's the way it should be. That's what checks and balances are all about. That's what separation of powers is all about. That's the way you deal with this. But you've got to hold the president accountable, and believe me, we're in court doing that. We're working on that on the legislative side. They're working simultaneously. We're certainly talking about it in the court of opinion. Look, we've filed briefs in the case in the litigation. I testified before the Judiciary Committee. Than and Jordan and the team have been working with members of the House and Senate on legislation. So we're doing this on all fronts. But when something's impeachable, first you got to make a determination that the action was unlawful. Then there's a question of what level that rises to and how it's done. It's not a criminal case against the president here. These are civil cases. We are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. President wants to release Gitmo detainees. We've got the situation going on right now in Europe with a sweep on the terrorism front. The timing of this could not be worse in our view. I want to know what you think about this as well. We need to be able to communicate your thoughts to our members of Congress. We want you to call us at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to the press conference. President talking about ISIS.
We reviewed our coalition's progress against ISIL. We are systematically taking out their fighters. We're destroying their infrastructure. We are putting them on the defensive and helping local forces in Iraq push these terrorists back. And David and I agree that we need to keep stepping up the training of Iraqi forces, and that we're not going to relent until this terrorist organization is destroyed. Now, the Paris attacks also underscored again how terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIL are actively trying to inspire and support people within our own countries to engage in terrorism. I led a special session of the United Nations Security Council last fall to rally the world to meet the threat of foreign terrorism. terrorist fighters, including coming from Syria. David and the United Kingdom continue to be strong partners in this work.
Let me get Jordan and Than's comments on this. This is the president's word here. You know, we're damaging ISIS. We're damaging these groups. What's your reaction to this?
You know, I think it's not reality. Just like what I was saying before we broke to that, that this is a president who is, again, it's talking in the past, talking about things we have done. Well, that's great and wonderful. What about the things we've got to do and we have to do and threats that we have to face? This is a new world of terrorism where terror cells have been activated all over the world. We have not seen that happen since the September 11th attacks at this level where there are terror cells just taking out different targets and they're coming from within, which is a whole new issue to deal with, and yet we're talking about the past.
And then go ahead.
I heard the president use the phrase their containment and that they are pushing back ISIL, which is what he calls ISIS. Jordan went into this at great length in yesterday's broadcast. We just found out that ISIS-controlled territory continues to expand, doubling over the last course of the last several weeks. So I agree with Jordan. This just is not reality. If he wants to continue to believe that containment will work and that what they are doing is pushing back ISIS, it is directly contrary to the facts on the ground. ISIS continues to expand their territory.
And that's why, folks, we're fighting back so aggressively on all these fronts. We're going to hear more from David Cameron in a moment. When we come back from the break, let me encourage you. I want to hear from you on this. Are you satisfied? Maybe you are. If you are, I want to hear from that. I want to hear from everybody on this. Are you satisfied with the actions the president's taking against these terrorist groups? It's a really simple question. Are you satisfied with the actions the president is taking against ISIS, against Al-Qaeda, and these other groups? We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And we certainly want to hear from all of you on this. Are you satisfied with the actions that the president's taking on the terrorism front? 1-800-684-3110. And how important of an issue is it to you? Again, 800-684-3110. Hey, folks, our book, Rise of ISIS, The Threat We Can't Ignore, is still available in bookstores everywhere. Let me encourage you to get it, study it, get it to your friends. It's very important that we're educated on this issue. Rise of ISIS, Threat We Can't Ignore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, wherever books are sold. Let me encourage you to get that. If you want to sign that petition, that's easy as well. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And we encourage you to sign on that petition. Support the work of the ACLJ as well at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. It's an impressive win. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed critical legislation holding President Obama accountable for his unconstitutional overreach in bypassing Congress and taking action alone on immigration reform. We asked and you responded, demanding passage of a measure to block funding for the president's unlawful plan. With a victory in the House, the fight now turns to the Senate, where it will be more difficult to derail the president's illegal action. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in defending the Constitution. Add your name now to our petition demanding that the Senate put a stop to the funding, no tax dollars, for an unconstitutional immigration plan. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Change a thing. time to hold your head up, and that's exactly what we're doing. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition. Let's go ahead and take Jerry's call out of Pennsylvania, Jordan.
Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live on Line 6. You're on the air.
Hi, Jerry.
Yes. Hello, both of you. You're talking about Gitmo and Obama closing it down. I don't know if you've heard that before the end of his presidency, he's planning to give Guantanamo base back to Cuba and evacuate it altogether.
Well, you know, we don't own Guantanamo Bay. It's an indefinite lease. I mean, it's an interesting situation. Jordan and Than, have you heard anything on that front?
No, it hasn't been. The discussion has not necessarily been on how to close Guantanamo Bay, the facility. This is really what we refer to as the prison. And so there's two different. There's a base there, a military base, and within that military base is the high-level, you know, terrorist prison. And so I think, you know, that's what the discussion is mostly focused on. Though, long-term with Cuba, as we're talking about these relationship changes, that could certainly potentially be on the table.
And I think folks just need to understand that this is a safe, secure, high-tech facility to detain these terrorists. So here's what I would say. As this ongoing war on terror proceeds, there will be more of these individuals. We are kidding ourselves if we think there will not be. If we lose this prison facility, where are we going to send them?
I'll tell you this, and I really think that we have got to be – the reality is that's exactly right. And but the president is – look, the caller's right, I mean, to ask the question, because I think a lot of people are really concerned about this issue, and that's why the question's being asked here. All right, let's take another phone call.
Yeah, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to – we'll go to Dan in Texas online, too. Dan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, thank you. First-time caller.
Great. Welcome to the broadcast.
Not big on – not too – too familiar with politics, but I can see a rat when I smell it there. You know, I hate to tell you all this, but I think it's going to be a lot bigger problem with Mr. Obama.
Well, I'll tell you this. If we don't change the policy on how we're dealing with these terrorists and closing Gitmo is not helping, I think it does get worse. I mean, Jordan, you said something very critical. I want to underscore this. It seems like a switch has been turned on.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that is what many terror analysts, experts, people who are looking at what's happened in Paris, in Belgium, in Australia, you know, the list goes on and on in Canada, that these, it's not only about cultivating cells, and we're not talking about people who are necessarily just inspired by radical Islamists like ISIS putting things out online and you know, on websites, but people who are being trained, sent back, and that this is the threat everyone has been so concerned about that hadn't really completely come to fruition. Now it is. How do you deal with that? Because you're not just dealing with the civil liberties necessarily of people who are foreigners in these countries, but people who have citizenship. And so it brings up a whole host of new issues on how to deal with it legally.
And I think that really is the real issue here. Do we have a quote from David Cameron? We're still monitoring it. We do have one or we do not. I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and play it.
Now, Britain and America both face threats to our national security from people who hate what our countries stand for and who are determined to do us harm. In recent weeks, we've seen appalling attacks in Paris, in Peshawar, in Nigeria. The world is sickened by this terrorism, so we will not be standing alone in this fight. We know what we're up against, and we know how we will win. We face a poisonous and fanatical ideology that wants to pervert one of the world's major religions, Islam, and create conflict, terror, and death.
Well, at least he said the word terrorism, conflict, death, and Islam. I'll give him that. All right, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Let's go to Roger, who's calling out of Florida. Hi, Roger.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing today?
Good. Very good.
I'll be very quick. Do you think what we're seeing now in recent weeks might be a prelude to something much bigger like 9/11?
Well, I mean, you're asking a really good question here, Roger. Jordan, I'm going to go to you and Than on this one because you're the one who, I think you're right, when a switch has been turned on, but it may be a switch of these type of attacks rather than one mass attacks. But, I mean, that's guessing on my part. What's your sense in Washington right now?
Sure. I do believe that what we're seeing is the gunman attack. You know, this is, and that doesn't mean that there won't be other kinds of attacks that will try to be used. But this seems to be a method that ISIS and these affiliates are promoting. And you know, we talk about gun issues in the United States. these were people who got access to AK-47s and semi-automatic weapons in places where guns are basically banned from the population, those kinds. So they were able to get their hands on that. It brings up those issues as well. But even in places where it's much more difficult, they were getting these arms. They were, and they had the tactical gear. Those same discussions we have here in the United States about are our laws okay because of those situations. And then you look at it, it happens in places like France, in Belgium, where there's these shootouts occurring, and they're not with handguns.
I would say two things to Roger. First of all, he should read Rise of ISIS because we detail this threat. We detail the fact that it's coming to the United States. And then I would just tell him to look directly to recent comments from ISIS. I mean, I think when you have a madman who wants to kill you, you should listen to what they say. They say, we want to raise the black flag of Allah in the White House, and we will see you in New York. So is it a prelude to further attacks? Well, they certainly hope it is.
Well, it already has been. I mean, there are future. I mean, we're thwart. There are being. You know, we've got good national and international security forces. I mean, I think our global security forces are good. They just need to be able to do their job here. All right, Eileen, it'll be the last call we're able to take. Eileen, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air. Quickly, please.
Hi. God bless you guys for all that you do.
Thanks.
Amidst my kids and family and stuff like that. This is the only time I get to hear and get updated about what you guys.
Well,
are doing.
Great. We're glad you're listening.
But,
thanks.
Yeah, I love you guys. I do pray for the president. I pray for you guys.
Right.
I just get a sense that he is saying all that he's saying, but I just feel like he's lying. I feel like he's sabotaging, and he, I don't know. I just feel like he's on the other side. I'm just, what's your take on that, or is that
it's,
something?
No, I think, Eileen, this is what it is. It's not a question of on whose side he's on. It's a question of, are the policies the president implementing, are those policies ones that advance the causes of liberty, constitutionalism, democracy, freedom, freedom of thought, freedom of religion, and also to avoid world conflict. And I think the true answer to that as it stands right now, the president has not done a good job on that. And I think, you know, my position is, with all due respect to the office of the president of the United States and with due respect to the president of the United States, I think we've got a serious unleashing of terror that has grown. The president a year and a half ago called ISIS, he calls them ISIL, the JV team. Tell that to the people of France. Boko Haram, which is the president's knowledge of terrorism group, 2,000 people killed this weekend. We are in a war with radical Islam, period. The president fails to even say those words. And that, in my mind, at the end of the day, is the real problem that we're facing as a country. And we've got to change the policies. We do that in the courts. We do that in the legislature. And we do that on the airways, in the court of public opinion. And we're doing all of it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 for you to sign on to our petition on the amnesty actions of the president on immigration, which all fit in with this problem. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Encourage you to do that. Support the work of the ACLJ as well at ACLJ.org. Your online contribution is not only tax deductible, they help us do our work around the world. We encourage you for that. We've got a great book that's out there, number one on the New York Times bestsellers list because of you, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. We encourage you to buy that book. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. And don't forget also, follow Jordan on Twitter and like us on Facebook as well. Have a good weekend.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in defending the Constitution. Add your name now to our petition demanding that the Senate put a stop to the funding, no tax dollars, for an unconstitutional immigration plan. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.